Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, I have the top bedtime blunders in front of me. And did you know that Americans spend 27 minutes getting ready for bed every night? Unless, of course, you fall asleep, probably on the couch with your clothes on with that nasty, stanky breath because you didn't brush your teeth.
Ew. I don't think I spent 27 minutes.
Okay.
Well, I think I spent about 10. I brush my teeth, take whatever medicine I got to take that night, and strip naked.
I know sometimes to helping the kids get to bed is part of that routine.
That's funny.
My kids are old enough to get ready for bed themselves.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but when you're younger, of course, you do have to help your toddlers, you know, remind them to brush their teeth, you know.
But is that what this is talking about? Because it says getting ready for bed. I would think for yourself.
Yeah, and usually the kids are going to bed earlier than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're in bed by the time you get ready.
If it's an everything night, it's easily an hour. Got to shave my legs, got to wash my hair.
Okay.
It's a whole process, plus the skincare routine.
If you shower before bed, but a lot of people don't.
No.
So you would be, are you judging us?
A little bit.
I'm kind of judging you. That means you don't shower in the morning?
What? I've only slept, and it's only been a few hours.
All night.
Yeah, sweat.
Nasty. Every time we mention this, it's like it's 50-50. Not in this room. We all shower in the morning. Anyway.
Not sorry.
if you do that, it's way more getting ready for bed.
Oh, yeah.
But for the majority, if they fall asleep while scrolling on their phone, 51% says that happens. And so they are not actually doing their routine. And it doesn't take 27 minutes because they've fallen asleep while they were on their phone.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. And falling asleep before doing your nightly routine is common for everybody, apparently. Forgetting to brush your teeth or wash your face. 41% of the people said they have done that and do that.
I don't wash my face normally.
I don't either, because I'm going to wash it in the morning. Get in the shower.
Ew.
I have one of those things, they call them a buff puff or something. Mm. It's basically would sand a car down if you needed to. So I do that in the morning and get all my pores clean and all the oil off.
How unfair. I wash my face morning and night, and I'm looking at y'all's skin, and y'all's skin is so much better than mine. That is unfair.
I wash mine at night, too. I'm a face washer, though. Sometimes in the middle of the day,
I'm a face washer.
I like to get up and just wash my face because I don't like that greasy feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't wash your face throughout the day, you get that grease layer.
I will say one day this week I did wash my face before I come to work because I woke up late and didn't shower. I'm going to tell you which day that was.
We knew.
But also that you got that film, that big thick layer of film on your teeth sometimes when you forget to brush your teeth. And there's nothing worse when you get into bed, you're all cozy, you get, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. And then you're like, oh, man, I forgot to brush my teeth.
And you have to think, well, what did I eat today? Is it worth it to get back up? And you know, sometimes I'm out, just out with friends, and then I wake up in my bed, and I'm like,
Okay.
Probably didn't.
Yeah.
Our bedtime blunders, falling asleep without saying goodnight to everyone before we go to sleep. 39% say that's a problem.
I don't really worry about it. I always say goodnight to my wife. But my kids, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I don't really sweat it if one night goes by without that.
Okay. Falling asleep with your clothes on. 37% of people do that, and 47% of the younger people have done that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this is, if you're talking about ever in your life, I've probably done every single one of these things.
Absolutely.
Once, but
yeah.
If you're talking about regularly, no.
Mm. This is just bedtime blunders that we've done.
Right.
I can't answer that question.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's your whole life, I think probably everyone's done something at
some
time.
Yeah, that's why it's relatable for everybody.
But, I mean, you're saying 47% of people have done it. I suspect it's 100%.
Well, they say do it. They do it.
Okay, so that's different.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Okay. Forgetting to set your alarm, 36% of people say that.
I would do that if I didn't have it auto set.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it goes off every day, whether I need it or not.
Your cell phone, is it auto-set there as well?
No, I don't use my cell phone for that. I use a regular old-style alarm clock.
Okay. Because a lot of people use their cell phone.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fall asleep with the lights on. 35% of people do that.
Not as any kind of rule, no.
I have.
Some people have to have it completely dark in the room.
The darker, the better. I can fall asleep during the day, but I prefer at night that it be dark. I cover up all those little LED lights everywhere, especially the green and blue ones. Those are annoying.
But I like a little light in case I get up to go to the bathroom.
A little night
little
light.
Green and, no, I don't have any night lights right now.
You get up to go to the bathroom?
Tom's got a bedpan.
Wow.
Hey, you know those lights that are now like it's a night light inside the toilet, so the toilet glows for
that's
you?
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's like neon.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's that color. Bedtime blunders, falling asleep with your glasses on or your contacts in. 31% of us sometimes do that.
You got to be careful with the contacts, though, because they will get up behind your eyeball, and you will have a very hard time finding them.
I never had a problem with that. When I wore contacts, I mean, half the time I'd sleep in them.
I had an issue for like 3 days where my right eye was just red, and it was so painful and everything else. I had a contact stuck behind my eyelid by the time I got it out. It was a different color.
I could never use contact, ever.
Oh, I don't think I could either. Tom had them before, and they were disposable, and he would use them for like how many years?
A week or two. No, you didn't use a disposable one for that long.
You would use them for a long time,
I remember
though.
Those weren't daily wears.
Okay.
Heck yeah, in this economy, I'll be stretching those things 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mom, what's the ones you wore for like 2 years?
They were probably like something that was supposed to last 6 months.
Yeah.
But they weren't daily wears.
Mm-hmm. So that would be tough for me. But then that's got also, but I've fallen asleep with glasses on before.
I've done
and
that.
And then you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, you scratch your face or something.
You open your eyes and you're like, why can't I see everything?
Oh, this is weird. And then favorite moments of the day are what we think about to get ourselves or help us to sleep. Fast. Our family was second, and then work was third. If I start thinking about work, I'll be up all night long.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like what I got to do the next day.
Mm-mm.
That ain't good.
I don't think about my favorite moments of the day at all. I usually daydream about something, like something fun or something, I don't know, with the family.
I usually stress about things that I can't change until it keeps me up until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then
that's
I don't get any
plan.
Sleep. Yeah, it's great.
Not,
it works for me over and over.
I was just trying to support her.
Okay.
It's like Family Feud. Good answer.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Most of us do things that we don't talk about a lot. Maybe we're embarrassed about them. Maybe they just don't seem like something that other people would be interested in.
Okay.
But we actually have it in common with a lot of other people.
All right.
They were asking people some of the things that's a common human experience, but no one ever discusses for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are kind of funny, and you may recognize that you've done them as well. Like, for example, a lot of people said that whenever they get a call from a weird phone number, they immediately Google it.
I don't Google it. I call it back sometimes.
See, I do the opposite. Yeah. I Google it because I don't want to talk to them unless I know what it was about.
If I think it's spam, I immediately block it.
Okay.
That's all I do.
There was a time where I probably would have Googled it, but today it's always spam, so it's not even worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
See, sometimes I like you go to a new place.
A nude?
like a doctor or something like that. Or maybe you go to a specialist or something. And so then you're like, oh, that might be them calling to set up an appointment. I don't recognize the number. So I'll just Google it and see if it comes up as a business nearby.
You know, I do hate like when you do call somebody or, and I guess it don't happen as much because you're not dialing the phone number. Nowadays, you're just pushing the call button, but you would call somebody and it was the wrong number and you would hang up because you're like, oh, I called the wrong number. And then they call you back. It's like, hey,
yeah,
you just called my number. Why'd you call me?
Now, you're talking about if you actually heard him pick up and then you hang up?
Well, even if they didn't pick up, if it rang and they registered it on their caller ID.
That makes sense.
Or I would never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Tom, if it's at a medical facility that's setting up an appointment, they'll leave a message. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so but I still Google it just to see who it was.
We've all done it, Tom, so yes.
No, I haven't.
The rest of humanity has.
Right.
I'm weird.
When your flight doesn't board for a while and you need to eat, but you walk down to the gate first anyway just to make sure, I always do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend you do because one time I didn't and I got left at the Atlanta airport sitting in a TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, they've moved the gate and they haven't changed it on the boards yet. And I want to make sure that gate is set up for my flight.
Yeah. And that's what happened. We were supposed to be in Terminal A. They changed it to T. And so I was sprinting down the Atlanta airport trying to make it.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You're sitting there breathing fine. You go to bed, you lay down, and one nostril immediately plugs up.
Why?
I know. Isn't that so frustrating? You're like, wow, it was fine a second ago.
Seems like when I roll over to the other side, the stopped up nose goes to the other side.
It does, because your sinuses swap sides on that.
It's crazy.
It's kind of like a lava lamp, ain't it?
Very much like a green one.
Yeah.
Ew.
Also, whenever you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it, so you pretend to look at other things until they move.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just go, excuse me, but no, we're like, oh, maybe I need some of these feminine hygiene products.
I needed eggs, and they were stocking the egg counter, or the egg cooler.
Yeah.
So I just left and did all my other shopping and came back because I didn't want to interrupt the guys working.
It just seems rude when you're like reaching over somebody, especially a little granny over there, you know, like, hey, excuse me, can I grab that real quick?
Yeah, but you ever have people do it to you? It's like nobody else thinks about that.
No.
I was shopping recently, and this woman was so on top of me in the aisle, I actually left and came back because... It just, I mean, I could smell her. She was so close to me.
I hate running into the same person over and over.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's like they are stalking you. And you're like, you just can't get away from them.
Yeah, but that's when you go, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, no, no.
Which is so awkward when they don't get it.
That's actually on the list here is when you go down and you keep meeting the same person.
Yeah.
So you change your route.
I change my route.
I do.
I will.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's if one, it's the remote is missing. And you're convinced someone is sitting on it even after they've looked. You don't trust them that they actually looked good enough. And that goes for any lost item. Like someone will say, oh, well, I checked here and here and here. And you're like, well, I'm going to check it too because I don't trust your checking.
Right, yeah.
Well, in my defense, usually my husband will say he's checked it and it's exactly where I told him to look, but he didn't see it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't have trust in that.
There you go.
You got three guys staring at you like a deer in headlights right now.
But she's right.
Yeah.
Okay, you got two guys staring at you like a deer in headlights right now.
I mean, how many times have, I remember Tom talking about opening the refrigerator looking for ketchup, and it's right there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but it was not where it was supposed to be. That's
honey
where
mustard.
I was looking.
Let's not
Same
pick
thing.
On the guys, okay? Yeah. All right.
All right, here's a universal goodness. Human experience that we won't pick on anyone for. Is when you think there's a bug on your neck and you find out it's just a tag from your shirt.
Yeah.
That is such a crazy feeling.
Or sometimes you got shorts on, you feel like there's a bug crawling up you, and it's like just the wind has blown your leg hair.
Yeah.
Right, Tori?
Amen, brother.
Just don't pick on the women.
Also.
Yeah, right.
That satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing suddenly increases by like 50%. Isn't that
so
weird?
Good.
My ears have been popping all week. I don't know why.
And you're like, was I not hearing good before? Because I hear really good now.
Normally it happens, though, like if you're traveling on 40 or 26 going up to Asheville and you're
going
up the mountains and all of a sudden it pops.
Mine starts at 25 at the top of the hill.
You ever have it happen in the middle of a conversation and suddenly you realize you did not you were not answering correctly. You're no. like, oh, they're talking about something totally different than what I thought.
No.
But oh, I have for me, sometimes just going upstairs, and I'll be like, oh. And then finally, when you walk into a store to buy something, but they don't have it, and you walk out, you feel guilty like you're shoplifting or something.
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't buy anything.
Yeah, you're like, I felt like I should have bought something. Mm-hmm. That is a weird feeling.
Or if I buy something at the self-checkout, and it's too big to bag, and you got it in your cart. As I'm walking out the door, I got my receipt in my hand, just waving it.
Yeah.
I paid for everything on this cart.
That's how you say goodbye. You just wave it. Bye, y'all. Have a good day.
That is funny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what? I've been so mad and upset, on edge lately, frustrated with life, and it's over something really small.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hawk. You know, a lot of men have that problem.
No, it's my cell phone.
Oh.
Yeah, my cell phone. I got a new cell phone, and I've had to re-sign in to all the apps on my old cell phone.
Right.
Just so frustrating, because you go, you push the app, you're like, oh, man, I gotta have to have my password right now and my username.
And you know what? The first time this last cell phone I got, I let them transfer my apps. Normally, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'll just like, well, I'll download it as I need it. So I'm like, yeah, I do that, because it was so difficult. Didn't tell me that I'd have to sign back in. And I don't know passwords.
Well, even when you transfer all the stuff over, you got to re-sign it in.
That's what I said. Okay. I thought that it doing that, it would keep it signed in.
I did too.
It doesn't.
I know that now too, Tom. Thank you.
That way someone can't just take your phone and copy it and then get into all your accounts.
So, you know, my password book is just in disarray. It's like a word search is what it is. I'm doing a word search with my password book. Now, Tom, I know you've got the app that's got all your passwords organized. And you just got to remember one app. Or right. one password.
Unless his phone gets stolen, then he knows none.
No, you can get to it from online with your computer, too.
Oh, crap.
Sorry. But how long does it take for a hacker to crack into a six-figure password?
A six-digit password? Because a six-figure would be like a $100,000 password would be awesome.
Right, six-digit.
Right.
The experts say that six characters that consist only of numbers would be solved almost instantly by the hackers. That's how easy it is.
Yep.
And Tom, you were saying the best way to do it is just come up with a sentence, some unusual sentence.
Yeah, because you have a lot of characters then. As long as you don't pick a sentence that everyone knows that's common, like Mary Had a Little Lamb wouldn't be good.
Oh, crap. Let me show
you. Okay. But the problem with that, too, they make you put the, you know, certain symbol in there now.
Well, they shouldn't do that. That's capital. The point. The guy that made that rule admits he had no idea that someone just said, hey, we need to make a rule. So he's like, well, I guess we'll do a character and an uppercase and a number. And he just made that up.
Okay. So six characters that only consist of numbers solved instantly. They say the longer, more complex passwords are best. For example, a password made up of 13 numbers would take a month to solve.
Hmm.
13
I'm
numbers.
I'm surprised that, yeah. But 13 numbers would be pretty hard to remember, too.
But they say password with 13 characters consisting of numbers, uppercase, and lowercase letters would take 2 billion years to decipher. That's why they're making us do the homework and come up with these extravagant passwords.
Well, shouldn't that be our decision whether we want it to made easy or not? Because there's some apps that I don't care if anybody hacks it. There's nothing personal there. So why can't my password be like password?
I agree.
Yeah.
But they won't let me choose that. And then actually send me a thing going, hey, you do know that this is easily accessible from hackers. Well, do you accept the, you know,
responsibility?
Yeah. Like if it's your password to, I don't know, the fruit of the month website, you're like, I don't really care if they get into this or not.
Well, is my credit card connected?
No, you wouldn't want it that way.
Just do the face or the thumb scanner. Let's be done with these made-up passwords. It's too much.
I started doing the thumb thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the two-layer authentication now. Like, they'll send another code word to your phone or something.
Right.
Yeah.
That's frustrating, too, a lot of times.
I kind of like that. It makes me feel better about it.
It makes you feel better, but it's still... you got to just do too much homework for me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I hate how they grade the passwords. We've talked about that before. It's like, you know, that's a weak password. You feel like an idiot. Like, oh, is it weak? Okay. And then they'll go, you'll see, oh, that's pathetic. Really? I mean, honestly. And then you'll see, come on, man. You're not even trying to do a password.
You argue with them?
Yeah.
Who you calling weak?
Yeah.
Well, what about the ones where you have to prove that you're not a robot? To the computer.
I know.
I'm
I hate
like,
that.
You're a robot. You proved to me. Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
I'm with you.
Which one's a sidewalk? Which one's a light post? I don't know, man. Just let me get into my game. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
And then you fail those tests. If you're failing those tests, that's horrible.
I have before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll ask you again. I'm like, you didn't even tell me I failed. You're just going to keep making me do this.
Even TikTok, you had to put that puzzle piece in. You know how many times I've missed that puzzle piece?
There's a guy on the internet, and he gets scammers and hackers, and he acts like he's logging into his bank account for them because they can see what's on his screen. But he creates these fake bank account sites that start asking for more and more secret things for the password. He's like, well, it's telling me now that I need to put my mother's maiden name. And he types that in, and he's like, oh, it says I've got to use the first letter of a word from Indonesia. And he'll type in, and it's like they just keep waiting for him to get into his account. But he never does because it keeps asking more questions.
Wow.
It's hysterical because those people just sit there and they're trying to hack him and they don't get in.
Yeah.
His name is Kit Badogdaboba. Yes.
Now that's a good password name right there.
Yes.
Can't even say that one. But apparently these hackers, they can get into your system if you give them enough time, maybe 2 billion years to decipher that one.
That's right now. Yeah. Give quantum computing a chance and they'll be hacking right through those.
Well, if they're going to figure it out anyway, I just say go ahead and give me a password and move on with your life.
You try that.
I have pretty much. You should see my weak passwords, Tom. Mm-hmm. They're easy to figure out.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.